The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
And we're back.
Yeah. Holy shit, that was dope.
Yeah, damn right. We back. We are back with another episode
of
No Need for Apologies. What's okay. up, Precious Stone?
Hey, Mom, what's going on? We're on air.
Because this is what we do.
What we do.
If my mom didn't have a flip phone, she would do the same thing.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to do the thing and I'll call you back. Is it an emergency?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, yeah, better. And we're back. Yeah. My mom called. Could have been an emergency. I'm sorry, guys. Big mama's boy.
Always pick up for the mama.
Big mama's boy. I've always been one. Been teased a lot by my fellow comedian friends about it, but it's absolutely hilarious. But yeah. Today we have the other half of the In Godfrey We Trust podcast, funny motherfucker, new Asian, but a lot of black accents. Ladies and gentlemen, keep it going for Asian Andre.
Yo,
Andre Kim got a suit
Andre
jacket on.
Yes. He's professional.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? It's good to see you, bro.
Good, yeah. What's up, guys?
Wait. Were you like, I was going to wear a suit jacket anyway, or did you do it for the podcast?
If you did it for the podcast, I appreciate it.
You know what? It's just everything. For the podcast, for the look, just everything.
It just felt like it.
And,
how old are you?
25.
Good.
Yeah. Just
good.
You know.
You should be doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Trying to come in early and shit.
Cool. Coming in early, you know.
Yeah, coming.
You know?
Yeah.
Representing.
Yeah. You was here early, too.
Yeah. Hey, like, guys. Came in. Brought donuts. I'm just fucking around.
Yeah, like, I love people. But I don't believe in people. So, like, I think you and probably, like, three guests were the only ones that came in early.
Oh, who else?
Kareem Green came in early.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Justy Dodge came in early.
Okay.
And fucking,
Did Dante come in early?
Dante got here early.
Dante got here on time.
He got here on time.
For a comic, that's early, though. I
feel. Yeah.
Mia Jackson was here early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
Well, you know what the thing is? The last time you guys came, you guys were really early.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? They're early to our shit. You know what I mean? I was just like, that's just the way I don't know. Not that I would ever be late, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Because Godfrey ain't showing up.
We waiting for Godfrey. And the whole thing is, will he show up by the end of this episode?
That's the race for Godfrey.
The race for Godfrey.
Yeah, We're not racing. We're waiting for Godfrey. The wait for Godfrey.
If he shows up, fine. But we're still going to have a good podcast.
We're going to have a good podcast.
Topics. We got Kim here. We got Andre telling us about how the fuck did you come up with,
my dad named me that.
Yeah. Sure. What do you think? He named himself Andre? My actual name is Brian. Because, you know, fucking Asians got regular names.
But Andre,
they don't have, like, weird names, right?
But Andre is so cool.
Andre is, it is dope. No, my dad, because it's like a French name, Andre.
Yeah.
And,
Andre.
He liked Andrew, but he didn't like the W.
Yeah.
So that's what he tells me.
Wow. Because the Wu-Tang, right?
Yeah.
He didn't fuck with them appropriating ass.
They
niggas,
really
right?
did appropriate some of their culture. We don't want to say shit.
Because Korean don't have kung fu culture, do you?
No, we have like the Taekwondo.
Yeah, but y'all had those cool ass videos though.
No, we don't.
Yeah, but damn.
But y'all got K-pop.
We got K-pop. We got Korean barbecue.
And Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue.
And y'all got Korean
dope.
Fusion. Shout out to Bulbap Grill. Yeah. One of the greatest burgers I've ever tasted in my life because of Korean Fusion.
Plus, we got Korean bitches.
Yeah. Well,
am I right?
I don't.
Am I right?
Why you say it like
that's
that?
So funny. I've never. I've only been with bitches. Chinese.
Really?
Yeah, and I knew it was Chinese because I was in China. So that's the only way. It wasn't like, yeah, I'm Korean. You motherfucker, what? What you doing here, though? Right? No, she
You're
was.
Like, according to this map.
Yeah.
I dated one Korean lady back when I was 14, 15.
But it don't count because you didn't get no yum-yums.
I didn't get no yum-yums.
Right? No, so. It counts.
My
it counts.
Ass, don't you ready for this dumb shit? What? Korean, it took her to see a Jet Li movie.
Ah, you fucking idiot, nigga.
Happy as shit. The one. The I took one. Her to see the one Jet Li movie.
Son of a bitch.
Such an ass face. Ass hat, she kissed me, and I was like, fuck, I felt good, but it bad, because I was like, why did I take her to see a fucking Jet Li movie? I wasn't thinking. And
why didn't you did you think that while you were already there?
Yeah, I'm like, why are we in here watching it?
So did you say that to her?
No, I was
damn, you
could have
got
time.
The draws if you'd have said that, like, yo, my bad, this shit is weird. You want to go see Tyler Perry?
Something. Just change it up. Because it was Irish, she was in the niggas.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, why? Right. And my dumb ass takes us to go see the one with Jet Li. Because one that I was like, I hated myself for that. And then there was a lady, I met a Korean lady a couple months ago. We don't talk anymore. I think.
You hit?
Life, I think, yeah, I believe. Yeah, I did.
He said, I believe, I think.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Okay, we talk about all
I
that
I won't
stuff
say no
here.
Names,
okay.
But yeah, she was a wonderful lady.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and then I think she, and then life happened. I think she's an actress, so I think she just went on to act.
Oh, she been in stuff?
No. She's like auditioning still.
Oh, okay.
She's doing like, no, she does a lot of indie films.
Okay.
So
okay.
Is she crazy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, actresses.
Yeah.
She's nuts. What the fuck?
Dude.
I don't get it. Yeah, no. Yeah, so my name's Andre. I'm just so high. What happened?
Nothing. This nigga hit me in the back of the head.
Love that. All
right. So the first time I met you was at the...
Hartford
Funny Bone. You were very funny. It was you and...
Oh, Kenny Garcia.
Kenny Garcia.
He had his wife.
Yeah, he had his wife there.
Yeah.
He was fucking funny. Yeah. But I thought he lived up here. Like, no, I thought he lived up in Hartford and shit.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah. I have family up there, so whenever I do stuff like that, I just stay with them.
Dope. How long you been doing comedy?
Almost 5 years now. So.
Okay.
All right. Maybe you're from New York too.
Yeah, I'm from Queens, Flushing, Queens.
Oh, okay. You'll be fine. Yeah. You're gonna pop in the next 2 years.
Yeah, like, this motherfucker gonna get a diversity scholarship.
No. Honestly, like,
because you funny and you just funny, so they're gonna be like, "Ooh, we need one of those."
Yeah.
You fucking that shit gonna be great.
I just someone said to me the other day, they're like, "Dude, like." You know, the diverse thing is popping right now. Like, there's transgender people getting in. And I was like, what the fuck?
Dude,
what am I, freak show? I was,
but
you know what I mean? This lady said that. I was like, what?
Motherfuckers really believe in the industry.
No, they do,
Motherfuckers are really like, oh, man, you're what they need. It's like, shut up. You don't know shit. Just keep buying.
Because the industry don't know what they need. They just go, that's hot. Let's see what we can, you know.
Yeah. I think most Asian comics suck, too.
Why? Why do you say that?
You ever see it? Like,
well, I like
kind of real lightweight.
Steve Byrne. Well, he's half.
No, he's dope.
Yeah, I like Steve.
I mean, like
Joe
in the New York scene, though.
Is like Dan Cook.
That motherfucker be out there killing it.
Joe Coy be
Joe
doing.
Coy. No,
he be
Joe
on
Coy's
there with
dope.
Jordans. He be on stage. Yeah. Jordans on.
Jordans Merck on.
No, he's dope. Joe Coy's dope. Yeah. No, I meant like in the scene.
Oh, yeah. I don't know many.
I don't know many.
Don't know many.
You never see him, right? You never see him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So capitalize. Andre.
Andre.
Age dude named Andre? Come on, man.
Fucking Andre. What's their names? Something fucking Korean.
No, you know what's crazy? I was thinking
like
about this
Kim
last
Chi?
Night. I mean, I'm still really new, but just women coming up to you like every night after the show, like just trying to talk to you and stuff, like that's still really new to me. I never went to college, so I was thinking, like, this is kind of like my
college. Didn't go to college?
No.
How the fuck did you pull that off?
I did like a couple semesters in community college, but it just wasn't.
What do your parents think?
Oh, they're cool.
They don't care that you didn't go to college and shit?
Definitely a lot of pushback, and I had to, like, you know, there was a lot of
Yeah.
Family drama.
God damn. You know?
The Asians, y'all. A lot of y'all brain people.
Yeah. That's some
brain
like,
motherfuckers. Y'all the smart ones.
Yeah, there was a lot of Asian yelling back and forth.
That
shit. Like, this is my dream.
And you won?
Yeah, I won. We slugged it out. It was like a split decision.
That's so funny.
We went all 15 rounds.
You and your pop, or how you many, and your parents?
Yeah.
It was mostly me and my dad.
Okay.
How many years did they give you to prove yourself? Or is it indefinitely?
Well, they just, they're cool with it. My dad's really, he's kind of come around, and because he could see I'm very passionate.
My dad came around, too. My dad didn't believe me at first.
Oh, really?
He wanted me to go to Air Force. So, yeah,
oh, my dad, too. He wanted me to do military.
You see what I'm saying?
See, so, well, luckily for me, my dad wasn't there.
My bro ain't had no dad to be
I
there.
Didn't have no dad to tell me what to do. Y'all niggas, y'all got held back. Huh? All them fucking obstacles you got to go through, all those. You do something with your life.
Yeah,
you had to hear that shit.
Because we love you.
I didn't have to hear that horse shit. You know what I heard? Exactly, nigga. I just do me.
I heard silence.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if my dad gives a fuck.
Yep. Hey, look there. Put your finger to the wind. Eh? Nope. Look at this. He gives not one fuck.
I don't think my dad gives a fuck today. Nah. On the forecast, my dad don't give a fuck. Not at all. Hey, Dad, you mind if I dreams? Nigga, fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here with your dreams, nigga. That's why I left you, because I had dreams. So, my dad actually taught me a lesson. He was like, yo, do whatever it takes, even if that means leaving your family, nigga. So, I'm going to be something.
That's right. That's some fucked up shit. But yeah, man. Yeah. See, we got pushback because we were loved.
Yeah.
Monroe went head
Isn't
first.
Isn't that a bitch?
Monroe went, Ryan Leslie, I'm jumping out of the fucking window on this shit. I'm going to do it.
Oh,
yeah, nobody hold me the fuck back. That's so funny.
That's yeah.
So I get it. My dad came around when he saw me start killing in L.A.
I
was doing the Comedy Union, and I started popping off there, and people was giving up. He kind of pulled up to me. He was like, I believe in you now. I'm sorry, my nigga.
Oh,
he
shit.
He said, sorry?
He said, no. He said, I see now. Keep doing what you're doing. My dad would never say, I'm sorry, you out of your mind.
Was that his first time seeing you?
It was like his second. No. The first time he saw me, I kind of bombed at a hostel. So he stood in. Then the next year he saw me improve, he was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
He stood up for me at the Comedy Union, black room, black as fuck in there, too. Yeah. I had to prove myself. I had to get him up.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, I see what you're doing.
Damn, that means you had him going if he stood up
for
you.
He stood up for me. He was like, I see what you're doing now. And then when he started meeting all the Bill Bellamy's, and he was popping game at Kim Cole's from Living Single, because we was all there.
Yeah.
So my dad kind of was like, hey, Kim Cole, let me talk to you. He was playing with her, but he was like, oh, my God, these are famous people. I didn't know you. And then one day he called me. He was like, I don't understand why I'm on a flight. And I turned on the TV. And I see your goofy face on Will and Grace while I'm trying to sleep. I don't understand, but keep doing what you're doing. I love you. And they hang up. Like my dad, it wasn't big compliments.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you bitch. I see what you're doing. Keep doing your thing, man. And I'll talk to you later. That's the balance. Because my mom is,
that's great.
My dad, keep doing your thing, man. I could tell my dad I'm on TV tomorrow. He'd be like, what else you doing?
Oh, man.
I'd be like,
do you tell him about all the chicks?
I tell my son the chicks, not all the chicks.
Not all the chicks?
Because he was like, you still single? I'd be like, yeah, man.
Oh, he wants you to settle down? He don't want you to be out here for you?
So how's your love life? Pop, you know I ain't got no love life.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. That's so goddamn funny.
So, yeah, so back to you.
No.
I'm sorry. So back to you. So there was some pushback. It was a struggle. But in New York, you kind of already at home base. Because I notice a lot of New York-based comics, they pop quick. Or they pop big, like from Eddie Murphy to Seinfeld to Andrew Schultz.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you think Schultz popped big? I mean, quick?
I don't think he popped quick. He popped big, though. This Matador thing. And then
he already had a
New York attitude.
He's
like,
a beast.
His attitude was already very New York. Because when I first moved up here, he was already kind of killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, the pushback? You were getting, like, fights with your parents over that? Like, just yelling?
No, I don't yell at my parents.
Like, I hate this family. Yo, you ever do that shit?
Nah, nigga.
Nah, not at all.
I used to do all that.
Look.
All I have is my mom. I can't say I hate this family.
And I'm living with other people's families, nigga. I hate this family. Nigga, we hate you too.
They're like, all right, get the fuck out.
Hey, you can go.
Like, this is what we were waiting for.
It's free to leave.
Yeah.
It's free to get the fuck out. We took you on because I know there was money involved, but that's so messed up, bro. That's two for two. We ain't here talking about normal shit. He goes, wait a second, guys. You gotta understand, different lifestyles. Fuck child. Like,
yeah.
That's two in a row.
Remember when your parents did. First of all, this nigga was the only child. No black only child yells at their mom.
Nope.
None.
That's true. Oh, you're an only child. Okay.
Yeah. Nah, not
at
all.
That's cardinal sin right there, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
That's cardinal sin. That's the number one. That's... You don't do that. What?
No.
Well, all you got is mama? That's Tupac, nigga.
Nigga. Fuck out of here.
There's crack fiend mama. But she was a black queen, mama. You don't cuss the black queen out. You know, you better go Tupac, nigga. You better slow it down. Slow it down and make your mother a meal and tell her you love her, nigga.
So you grew up with white privilege.
No.
You grew up with a family
I think it's like
you can yell at. That's Asian, white privilege.
It was like an Asian. No, we didn't yell. You know what it is? It's like...
Go ahead.
We do the thing like, you know, you stomp. On your way to, you ever do the thing? You stop. You're like,
nope.
You ever do the door slam?
This is what a black parent would say. You stop. You got one more time to stomp.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You better stomp your ass. Yeah.
And you put that other foot down gently. You do a hard stop. Boom. Doors. Boom. Boom.
I never slammed a door.
Uh-huh. Are you serious?
All that shit happens outside. I go fuck. Am I bugging the fuck? Oh.
Right, you go yell under your breath. You can't even yell out loud because they hear you.
You can't mutter shit?
Nah.
No, nothing. None
so
of that.
So that's your, yeah, just admit it. You grew up with white privilege. Nigga cursing out his parents. Stomping? This nigga live in New York. Stomping.
Yeah, I don't.
You lived in apartments. Stomping. You think a black mom will let you stomp?
Yeah.
Because you stomping, they'll stir shit with the downstairs neighbor.
Order super.
Yeah.
You
causing her money. You fucking with her rent. Mm-hmm. And you stomping?
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. You got to think of it like that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I used to play sick at school, and my mom had to drive an hour from work to go to school. Man! My mom show up at school heated.
Damn.
I'm going to get knocked the fuck out. Because you caught... You fucking up the money, little nigga. It's only me and you.
Yeah,
right.
You fucking up the money. It's only me and you. I got to be at work. You got to be at school acting right. If you ain't acting right at school, I got to leave work. And now we fuck.
Mm.
You can't get cornflakes next month, motherfucker, like that.
So you up here just flexing.
No, I just, you know what
right.
it was? That's
got
that's
that
when I was
jacket
like,
on.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was five. You know what I mean? I've changed so much since then. It was like 20 years ago.
No, it wasn't. You was 15.
Stomping with Tim's on.
19 years old coming in with grown man feet. You stomping with grown man feet?
With boots.
Nigga.
With boots on.
Got on butters that they bought you. Nah, fuck that.
Oh, shit.
I would never beat my kid, but I won't let my kid do shit like that.
Yeah, I remember I cut my hair once.
What?
I remember I cut some of my hair once. My grandma whooped my ass with a Jet magazine.
Are you serious?
Against the fence. Pow! Like she.
Jet magazines got staples in them.
They got staples in them. She whooped me with the staple. What you doing cutting your hair? And my auntie ratted me out.
Dude.
Nell ratted me out.
His biggest fan ratted him out.
Nell, I love my Nell. That's my Nell, my aunt Nell. And Nell was like somebody did something to their hair. My Nana looked over, pulled that cigarette. What you doing cutting your hair? She gave me this.
She screwed her eyes.
Let me see. I had to walk over, took the Jet magazine, rolled it up like I was a goddamn puppy and bring it, beat my face. She whooped my face. She whipped my face with a Jet magazine. Yo. Black shit.
Yes.
Yeah, so
how old were you?
Black, nigga.
Five or six, seven, something like that.
Holy shit.
Different lifestyles, boy.
No, my parents, so my parents about used to do stuff else. Like that.
You ever steal their car? What else you about to do? motherfucker.
That's so funny. We went over a friend's house in Bel Air.
When we were in camp. Well, everybody went to camp.
I went to camp.
You know what my parents' favorite thing was? I know you're going to roast me on this, but they'd be like, if, you know, report cards coming. Report cards for me, it was always the scariest thing.
Yeah, because that's what y'all play for.
Oh, yeah.
Asians play for that report
card. That's
y'all
shit.
Ooh. Dude, that was like
y'all the ones to beat.
Yeah, that was awful. So I always had shitty grades, so my dad would be like, bring your Nintendo over here. I'm going to smash it. I'm going to smash it right in front of you. And I'd be like, no, don't do that. Let me bring the Nintendo.
You would bring, what grade was this that he smashed in Nintendo?
Like even when I was in high school, he'd be like, it would just advance. He'd be like, give me your laptop. I'm going to smash it. Like, it would just. It
would you age?
Yeah, it's like
technology
age.
Yeah. Just
give me your car.
Shit. Oh, no, give me your car.
Give me your iPhone. I'm going to smash. Let me see that jewel pen. I'm going to smash.
God damn.
Yeah, that was his thing. Like, he's going to smash my most
loved
thing.
Did he ever smash it?
No, he actually never.
He never smashed it?
No,
but
no,
you
no.
fell for it every fucking time.
He would do the thing. Like, it'd be sitting over him, like right in front of him. And he'd be like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And as I got older, I'd be like, fucking do it. Fucking do it.
As a parent, that's probably going to be fun.
They're going to be fun.
I'm going to do it, you little bitch.
I'm going to do it.
And they're like, no, please. Please, no, please. Parents are sick for that. No, Dad, no, please.
I'll probably do that shit.
No, please. No, Dad, please, no. That shit.
Yeah.
Parents got to get a kicker. No, please. Like, yeah.
They keep milking it. I'll do it. Are you going to get good grades?
Pull back.
And then they almost hit it.
Remember that scene on The Departed?
Yo.
When he hit the nigga's broke foot with the Timberland boots?
Yep.
Same shit.
Oh my God.
We're gonna fuck it up.
But that's why you gotta buy two, because you gotta buy one and stash it away in the closet. So that way, if you ever have to really fucking smash it, you can smash it to smithereens. Yeah. And then, like, 2 weeks later, you're like, hey, you little bitch. And then,
I think I actually did that one time. I had my friend's Xbox he gave to me. And then my parents thought I just had the one, because they both looked the same, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think they were going to smash it. And I think I smashed it instead.
Oh my
God. I grabbed it from, I was like, you know what? I'll smash it.
And you smashed that shit. Now you got another one. Like, ta-da.
Yeah.
So you punished yourself. And you're like, I deserve this. You know what? I'm going to take me to my own room and smash it. I did. Had another one. That probably fricasseed their brain a little bit. That's funny.
Well, that's
I can't say the same, because I never got threatened with getting a PS4 and all that taken away, because I remember when I wanted one, and my daddy gave me one, so my mom got me one with three games. So I was spoiled with that.
What console was it?
PlayStation 2.
Oh, dude, when
you didn't even have a PS1?
Mm-mm. I had a Super Nintendo, and then I finally grew up, and I was like, all right. When that finally came out, I was like, I think I want to play PlayStation.
When you were a kid and somebody bought you a new console, you were like, oh my God, I fucking love you.
It
like,
was the best
that was
fucking
the best
feeling. When you get a console?
A console?
Better than pussy. As a kid.
as a child, of course.
Ooh.
That was pussy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You can.
I remember the first time I got a Nintendo 64, you see that big box and
the
logo.
Because Christmas was lit.
I was so happy. Damn. I think the GameCube and shit. I remember I was so happy with that.
Oh, shit. I used to play. I got my first PS2. It was at my nana's house. And I played Ratchet and Clank until 5 in the morning every day.
Yeah.
I used to go to my nana's house just, you need to give me cigarettes? All right. And it goes to the end. It's be in the living room playing Ratchet and Clank. Just going.
Just going.
Because my nana just bought me one. She's like, all right, I'll get you one.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah. I know what the new console feeling feels like. The new console feeling. That's so funny.
That's just.
It's a real thing.
It's like
that shit feel good.
Initial,
even when you. That's like you try and tell you. I'm like, get yourself a new fucking PlayStation.
I need to get one.
You feel good.
Yeah.
You just feel fucking good, yo. I remember when I bought my PlayStation, I felt good. And then my wife surprised me with the PlayStation Pro. I was like, ooh.
Oh,
I'm
giving
you all the dick.
You're going to get every inch for that.
Every inch. Shit.
I might have to sleep in it. I might have to sleep in it because you got me a new PlayStation Pro.
PlayStation Pro. Then she hit me with an Xbox.
Oh, she trying to stay.
She trying to stay.
Oh, somebody trying to stay.
What?
She trying to stay
I
married.
I got all the systems.
Yeah, he does. I'm you go over his house, yo. He looks like a white gamer.
Yo.
Crazy.
I got all the systems.
TV,
I only
wild.
Play him once.
And his wife just be sitting there eating food, watching yep. him like, yep, you're mine, motherfucker. Yep. I watched his wife just go, yeah, go ahead and play them games. Yep. Talk to your friends.
Yep.
You're mine, nigga.
Yep.
I see her eating Spanish rice going, yeah, keep playing them games. Play them Call of Duties and
uh-huh.
stuff. But you're mine. You're yep. absolutely mine. You're going like, nowhere.
You're going nowhere, nigga. Hilarious.
You're going absolutely nowhere.
I love her.
I've seen her face go, yeah, the games. It's mine. You're mine, nigga. There's no, you're not. You're fucking mine forever.
I got her watching the Eagles game with me and shit.
She fucking,
we just be sitting there. We was watching the Eagles take that fucking L. Took that L to Minnesota yesterday.
Oh, okay. Man.
They nice. Took that foot in their ass and I'm there like, what the fuck? That's why I don't watch games with people because I do get emotional.
Yeah, like, I don't, especially like, Eagles
I
get, games.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like. I don't pay attention to like this player and this player.
Eagles
and this player.
Playoff?
I like just watching the playoffs and shit get real. Yeah. And she's like, yeah. Said, who fucked up? Who did it?
Who did it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny,
well, I can't watch movies with people. I went to go see The Joker the other day. You guys see that?
Yep.
Dude,
we can talk about it.
We can talk about it now.
Yeah. So, I thought it was good, but I think I got like taken like out of it because everyone around me was talking.
Yeah.
You know, remember when he made out with that girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he like just went in. The guy next to me goes, "Yeah, get it, boy, get it." And I was just like, "Oh,
yeah, that would have ruined it for me too." Because it's not that type of movie.
It's not.
Absolutely not.
Did you hear the soundtrack?
That soundtrack was hacky.
Dark. It was hacky?
Because remember when he's dancing in the stairs and it's like,
oh, yeah, that's what they was complaining about, right? That's what they was complaining because the dude that sang his song is a child toucher.
Yeah, that's what Richie was saying that.
Yeah, that song, the football song.
Yeah.
When he was going down the steps, dancing, carrying on, that's supposed to song was from a kid toucher. So they was like, why would y'all use that song? It's haunted with child shit. And all that.
I mean, they still play Michael Jackson in children's plays. If that ain't the most haunting song ever,
they play that's like R. Kelly
breathing on
Chick-fil-A.
The back of your neck.
OJ's still out on TV.
OJ, but you know he won, so you
OJ
gotta
won.
Give him that. A win is a win. We found him not guilty. It sucks.
True. That's true.
But we gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
People don't want to let OJ go. It's like, yo, the justice system won. It helped the nigga out this time.
Yeah.
OJ.
OJ.
That boy slipped through them cracks, didn't he?
He was like,
excuse
me.
Damn. I mean, he did some jail time, but think of OJ.
Overall, yeah.
I've grown up with that crime. Do you understand that? I grew up with it.
Most famous crime in history. It's bigger than the Kennedy assassination.
It's huge because every comic covered it.
Yeah.
Every show covered it. Every cartoon covered it.
Yeah.
I grew up with OJ sins, man. And it's like, God damn.
Yeah.
It is pretty famous.
Yeah.
Like, we all know about OJ.
Yeah.
All of us know about
OJ. It
did
beat out Everyone. Rodney King.
Yep.
Yeah. It beat
Niggas
out.
Don't talk about Rodney no more.
It's OJ and probably Martin Luther King's assassination.
Is it the two biggest ones? OJ?
Yeah.
What else did he be talking about? Michael Jackson, but he's dead now.
Yeah.
But even still, there's still good Michael Jackson jokes out because they won't let that shit go.
Yeah.
And they can't because the documentary came out and Wade Robson's still dancing. And now we got a thing. Now he's dancing for his life and his child. Yeah, so maybe OJ.
Yeah.
Well, OJ. You know the car he drove away in, that truck?
The Bronco.
Yeah, it was
Bronco.
On sale.
Yeah.
They like sold it a couple months ago.
It's a famous car now.
Imagine driving that car.
Just being like, ooh, look, I didn't even wipe the blood up. He told the bitch to scoot over. You about to dry my blood up,
yo. Man, I can see drop through Williamsburg. They'd be like, it's so vintage.
Uh-huh.
Is that the blood from Anna Nicole Smith's body? Oh, my God. You want to have some coffee about it? Let's drink a kombucha and take pictures of it.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Did I say Anna Nicole Smith? I know. Whoops. That was a white lady. What was her name?
Anna Nicole Smith with the suicide, right?
That
was
overdose. Big old cans, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That's when I was like.
Wasn't she on them big titty playing cards?
Yeah, Anna Nicole Smith had the big old cans, man.
You remember them big titty playing cards?
No,
those are the first thing I ever jerked off to.
Roundabout. I had friends.
Yeah.
We had Playboys.
Yep.
And I started having the funny thoughts. around 11, 12. So I guess so I start getting all tingly in the pants around 12, 13. Like, oh,
dude. Nicole Brown.
Nicole Brown.
Yeah.
But them big titty, you never got big titty playing cards. The
oh,
cards
I felt
with the
like
naked
a,
women
I know,
on it.
Yeah.
They should have came out with like a hood
version. I used to take
version.
Them cards home. I used to put them shits. Everybody go to sleep.
Me too. Think of that under your blanket. Like, oh shit. There were some big strong titties too. They were always the biggest, fakest, strongest, whitest titties you ever seen in your
like
life.
Like Jessica Rabbit shit.
Yo.
Yeah.
And sisters were huge.
Look like a, look, they got them from like a watermelon pod or some shit like that.
Like, what the fuck?
All tight and weird.
But that was the first porn.
Cards.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first hard-on? I remember I was watching The Mask, the scene with Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz was
Cameron
thick
Diaz
boy.
Was, nah.
When she comes in from the rain.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, man. To be honest, that's so funny. I don't believe I'm about to tell you this, but I saw The Mask after I took therapy from watching porn too much when I was 10. True shit. My mom, I confessed to my mom that I was watching Spice Channel, right?
Oh, yeah. The Spice Channel, Channel 66. What is it, 65?
Whatever 60, the fuck. Yeah. But I was telling my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm in school, and all I can see is pussy. All I can see is titties and women getting fucked in my head. My mom thought I was going to be a rapist. So, you know, single moms, you know, they troubleshoot different.
Yeah.
So she's like, I sent this nigga to therapy. So, so
single moms do not fuck around. They're like, it's just me and you, motherfucker. So I need to know everything that's wrong with you.
I need to take this nigga to therapy
tomorrow. Look at that.
So, oh, my God.
Oh.
Cameron Diaz. That's the old Cameron.
God.
That's when
damn.
She was a Diaz. Now she's just Wachowski.
Yeah. Cameron
Wachowski.
She's still
she looks
bad.
Like a Cameron Wachowski. That was a Diaz. But anyway. Yeah, man. So that was the first movie I remember.
Is she Hispanic or is it just the luck of the draw that her name is Diaz?
I don't
is
know.
Is Cameron Diaz Hispanic? Because that's a Spanish version of
Diaz.
The spelling, right?
Diaz.
People from Spain are white.
I know, but they're still. Is she from Spain?
This is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Her name's Cameron. Has she been in it? Like, what the fuck happened to Cameron Diaz?
But you don't call
she hasn't
her,
been in anything lately.
People, like Spaniards, I don't know. It's weird because I see
they're
them around
white.
Our way.
They're the first white people.
I know, but
oh,
they
shit.
Still fucking.
The Spaniards.
They're still Spanish.
Because the slaves
Spaniards.
Are talking about the Spaniards.
I know.
Yeah.
But they live around my way and they act black. I mean, they act like every other Hispanic.
I don't know.
The first colonizers.
I know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
They ain't y'all though. That's what you're trying. He's trying to shift it. He's trying to shift it.
I'm
like,
Irish.
Hey,
we didn't colonize shit.
I know.
Nah.
All right.
We all figured it out. Yeah, but
What is she? She is the Spaniard. Oh. Oh, we can't hear you.
It's all good.
I'm looking.
Okay, cool. Let's see the origins of Cameron Diaz because she was Charlie's Angels. I liked her in that first journey, and after that, she started getting real skinny.
Yeah.
She was swollen in the mask.
Yeah. Somebody got in her head.
Somebody
you know
white.
You're putting on a little bit of weight. And then she fucking started hitting that treadmill.
And the treadmill got all
fucking.
Neck got all.
Bad Teacher was good. Remember Bad Teacher?
I remember Bad Teacher.
Yeah. She was, she's still hot. I'd hit it.
Yeah. I liked her in, I think I liked her in that Ashton Kutcher movie.
It says her father's Cuban.
Father's
see?
Cuban.
Oh, wait, the Las Vegas movie?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It explains
like
it. You
movie.
Thought she was the Spaniard.
She got married to him in one
she's
night.
She's white and Cuban.
What was that movie called? Like,
I don't know.
One Night Stand or something?
Married in one night. Remember when they got married? Her and Ashton Kutcher got married
in Vegas?
Vegas? And then.
Oh, fuck.
Dennis Miller was the judge. And
yeah.
I,
what movie?
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Who's that?
Cuban, Spanish, Austrian, possibly.
Seems fake to me.
Mother, English, Scottish, Irish. She took on her mother's shit more than the.
Yeah.
I see. Cameron Diaz looks that there. Cameron.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know. Nah,
what up?
Yeah, she white.
At the bottom of it all.
Because
like,
all those other, like Venezuelan is still like, they like super light. And you know
you
what
know
I mean? All of those Hispanics she has in her are super light, except the Cuban. Mm-hmm. And then you got German, Irish. I'm like, yeah, you white.
Yeah, you pretty. You yeah. said English.
That's like milk, milk,
German,
milk. Like
and
you got
Irish.
This much coffee, and you just go, I'm going to put some milk. I'm going to put some creamer.
Yeah.
I'm put some
bitch, you coffee flavored cream.
Yeah.
Well, it says your father's from Cuba, but he's Spanish.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, right. Good for, where is she at? Hey, Cameron Diaz, if you ever get to see this, I'm Derek Gaines.
Uh-huh.
And I like you, and I've always liked you. And where have you been? I ain't seen you in movies lately. You just gave up the game? Let me know. Cameron Diaz, come into the show. No need for apologies. We'll give you an interview. Anyway. So, that's us. Damn, I'll do it. Man. I'll take shots now. Because everybody
you gotta
be watching
take
something.
Shot. It's your life. Take that shot, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. And what happened to Lucy Liu?
Lucy Liu, she a TV star, right? Lucy Liu's on Sherlock. Or if that shit's still on.
Is that
on.
Still going on?
Yeah.
Lucy Liu was bad.
I don't know.
Lucy Liu was also
or
bad.
Or Holmes or whatever the fuck it's called. The shit that was on ABC. Sherlock
yeah,
is the
Sherlock
BBC.
Yeah, Sherlock is the good
oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's on the other one. She's on the one that's ours, the American version.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Where she plays like the detective.
Or the,
right? This, I think it's called Holmes or some goofy shit.
Or the second detective, right?
Yeah.
She's like, she's marveled about how dude, she's like the other.
You've seen it before. Yeah. Yeah. She getting that money. That's the, I steal the move, man.
TV
I can't
money.
Wait to get that syndication money. Be taking my kid to school. They be like, aren't you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stick them up. Right? Be all corny and shit. Be all corny.
Bro, go stick them up.
Stick them up. Yeah, yeah take this picture.
What show would you do where you do that's so
I don't
funny.
Know. It'll be like a fucking, it'll,
gonna be
they're going to bring
show.
Back. In the heat of the night, and I'm going to be the fucking Carl Weathers character.
Good call.
Yeah.
Wrote a new Action Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, so nah, that's man. All you need. You need all yep. you need is the one.
I heard they bringing back the Warriors.
The movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll audition to be in it. I would actually audition.
I don't even
it.
Think the movie. I, you like the movie?
Not really, but that I know was, now. But
yeah,
now,
I was like, what is
now?
This? Yeah.
I think now would be insane.
The Warriors.
Because that could be a dark movie. That yeah. could be a dark, good movie if they yeah. make it right.
Yeah.
I'd audition to be one of the main guys that's trying to get out. They're trying to make it to the train
so
by the
So what was it? It was just like one gang got stuck on the, like this train shut down and they got stuck on one side of the city.
Yeah.
On the bad side and they had to make it all the way
right
back to
the
their
side.
Side. But yeah. then there was a war in the middle or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the dude, can you dig it, got murdered.
Nigga, ain't that John Wick? John fucking Wick. You ever seen John Wick? The last John Wick. I got to go all the way to Dubai just to come back, and now there's a war.
And Halle Berry going to help me with a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Halle Berry did the... And these two German shepherds were whooping
biting
ass.
Dicks and shit.
Biting dicks.
Dude, John Wick
running
is
up walls.
So dope.
Yeah. When he beat the big face dude with the book... In
yeah.
the beginning of the time, I was like, this is nuts.
I like the knife fight when you start throwing daggers and shit at the dude and how rough it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
it's so rough. It's like,
yeah.
And then the last thing where he throws the shit where you don't think, it looks like it's coming at you, nigga. I jump a little bit.
Yeah.
When he hits the dude in the head with the dagger.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's coming at the screen. You're like, oh, shit, think you almost missed.
Oh, yeah.
Keanu Reeves, I don't think we understand the level that Keanu Reeves is on. Like, we see it, but the nigga had The Matrix, and now he got another franchise.
He went from not, he's like the most, the biggest, like, because people don't think he can act. But he's like the biggest non-acting actor ever.
He's underrated as
They say he can't act for, like, but he's in, like,
everything.
And they're rebooting The Matrix.
Yeah.
And The Matrix 4 coming out, and he's in it. So he's like, this dude don't lose. He was in the Asian movie, wasn't
Which
he?
One?
Yeah. No,
he was in a bunch of other shit.
The one with Ali Wong and...
Yep.
The Bull.
I think I Love You Maybe.
Yeah, I Love You Maybe.
Yeah, or Call Me Maybe or something.
Yo,
shit
homie.
Like that.
I'm just fucking around.
Ali Wong.
No, Keanu Reeves is dope.
Yeah, like two franchises. Then Bill and Ted. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Bill and Ted was his first kind of franchise because they had two, what is it, three Bill and Teds or two?
Whatever, but it was more than one.
Yep.
Franchise. Yeah. Matrix. Franchise. John Wick. Franchise. Everything in between. Just nice.
Yeah.
Nice with it.
I heard he's a really nice guy, too. You ever hear that
story?
Yeah,
he gives people coats and
he read
gets
that
off
shit.
The train and takes the train and worth $80 billion.
That's because
he
lost everything. Yeah.
He lost everything?
His wife died, and then, but before that, she lost a baby.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves has seen the dark shit.
Man.
Yo, you guys want to... Poof Godfrey in.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
All right. Bing. All right. Oh, shit, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. What the hell, man? Damn. Wow. Really does work, man. It really is magic. Wow, I'm here. Dude. Whoa.
That's how they did magic in the 80s in the movies.
Wow.
But imagine the director saying that shit. Like, all right, so this is the part where you get teleported in.
Right.
Go.
Wow. That's fucking crazy, bro. I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Godfrey.
Yo. Yeah, hey, what up?
What's up, man?
Damn.
We're talking about Keanu Reeves and how many
and
franchises.
It's
kind of
funny that you hit the voice sort of.
Because that was a Keanu Reeves voice.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, man. Well, yeah. That's what I said. Well,
but that nigga got four franchises.
Dude, four fucking franchises.
The Matrix. He has Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted. Matrix.
John Wick.
John Wick. This shit is, and it's fire. All the movies are fire.
And they're rebooting the Matrix.
Rebooting the Matrix. This dude is the luckiest Canadian motherfucker. Yeah. He's half Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Canadian. I did a film with him called Chain Reaction.
I remember Chain Reaction.
I had a small little part. I was one of the students in that lab.
Yeah.
The sonoluminescence experiment with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
It was in Chicago.
I can hear something in the
thing. We can hear your bullshit. How about that? That didn't happen to the white podcast.
The white podcast is quiet.
We're having overflow in audio. Why?
What is that?
This is bullshit, man. This is these. Oh, now
you hear it, right?
Technical difficulty. I hear some
I hear laughing. What the
Oh shit, that's my phone.
All right, dude. See,
it's you.
Oh, shit.
Don't blame the white podcast.
You went all vicious on a militant. You went extra militant.
But
I'm checking
with
shit.
You went for it.
But what I always do is I blame white folks first.
Yep.
And if I fuck up, I go, my bad.
Yeah. There you go.
That's always fun. That's always fun.
Guilty and proven innocent.
I always blame the white man first, just in case, man. Yep.
Tell him why
I
you mad,
boy. Step up for the black man.
Yes,
that's right.
But if I know that I'm wrong,
preach.
I have to come and apologize.
Come on, Godfrey.
Not every time. A lot of times, 90% of the problems in the black community come from white supremacy.
Can you play
white
some organ music
but
right
I'm
now,
I'm here
please?
Today to let you know I'm a soldier of the black man.
That's right.
A soldier of the black man.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to protect our people.
Well.
And sometimes you make a mistake.
Uh-huh.
So the psychology,
the way
I reacted was a conditioned response from the oppression that we'd had for 400 years.
See ya, boy.
So my phone was on at the time.
All right.
Thinking that the white man was trying to ruin the black man's comeuppance.
Oh, yeah.
But I saw in my pocket that it was me that was fucking up the show.
So I decided
to lower my ego and forgive myself and be able to stand as a man and said, I fucked up your show. I'm sorry, brother. Honorable Elijah Muhammad has put his yoke upon me to make sure that the black man is able to be able to strive and to continue to progress. I'm so sorry, and you should be able to say, I'm sorry.
Hold on. What is that?
What the fuck?
That's not black.
And that's the problem, that the black man can't play the proper song.
Is that the Wiz?
What the fuck? Oh,
you should have just let him keep going. You motherfucker.
I could have been. Now I'm interrupted by another black man. I fucked up and you fucked up on your own show.
I'm sorry.
That's called inferiority complexes.
Uh-huh.
That's a deep psychological hate that we have to be able to dig out and be able to get out. It's sort of like a detox. What y'all call that? A detox.
A detox
of stupidity. And inferiority.
Detoxify the stupidities.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
This is it. No.
I hate your piano keys.
What are you doing?
I dig it. This is what
What is this? All in the Family? What the fuck are you doing?
Look, I typed in black fucking church
that
music.
That sound like the closing credits of All in the Family. That's
this
the
is what
whitest
they put
goddamn
on.
Show.
I just went into fucking...
That didn't even go.
He's like...
What
the fuck is that? What is that?
That's what I mean.
all high key. It was all high key.
It was all at the end of the piano.
We here playing sprinkles. We here trying to. We're here trying to do the shit.
I tried.
Ooh, let me try to be.
Look, nigga.
Let me keep the bit going. You, bitch.
Maybe.
That was Let's so.
What the fuck? What are you doing? That's rain.
What are you?
Nah, you fucked up three times.
You are terrible at sound effects.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever be in animation.
You're right.
No,
I get
not
fired.
Snow, not the rain. Oh, I'm sorry.
My man. What about now?
Oh, snow. No.
Wait, that's is that a fire? No, Nick, no, he's shooting a gun. Oh, my bad.
My bad.
No, dummy.
No.
That's what? No,
he's
sleeping.
Walking.
Oh, okay.
He's walking.
No.
Call the union and get another nigga here to make sounds right, please.
I thought
nigga, you brought all the wrong sound effect tools.
I typed in what I know in my heart, what I'm looking for.
You don't even have the right sounds.
But that's what they chose.
Yo,
that's what
stay
they
away from
think
Monroe
black
Martin
church
when you're
music
trying to
is.
Make a cartoon. Stay away from Monroe Martin.
Yo, let
stay
me be your
Monroe.
Fucking sound effects guy, yo.
Yo, let me be your sound effects guy.
Let me
dude.
Be them sound effects,
take
man.
That to the next level, dude.
So Andre was in here fucking flexing his white privilege on us.
Who was?
Andre.
Talking about his parents.
Like,
you
he
know.
Was like, you know, like you just get in an argument with your parents and you get in this screaming match and you stomp your feet. And we
niggas
like,
was like,
nah.
Screaming match with his parents? I don't know.
Screaming match.
With
not
his
like
fucking
a screaming
parents.
Match. You are screaming match.
You talk, you they're screaming at you and you're sitting there taking it.
Uh-huh. I would never scream at my parents. I could,
what? Fuck out of here. Screaming match.
No, it's not really
fact
a screaming match.
Match.
I never said
no
that.
Match.
He put that in my mouth.
There's no match.
I was like a screamer. No, you argue. You argue. You know what I mean. I never said screaming.
Who's you argue? There's you know, no. There's nothing to argue.
With my mom.
My parents would talk to me, and you sat there and go, yeah. "Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir." Yeah. Now get out of here. My father would tell me, "Get out." He would tell me to get the fuck out. Okay. You what's this match?
Was always... No, I think it was when I was older. You know, you kind of
no.
Match.
See,
but
that
you talk
old.
Back.
Older,
talk
when
back.
You were 12. You
talk back.
You... Talk back. Oh, fuck that. I talked back, but it was not. Nah, you don't do that.
It never ended well for me.
No. This is all getting.
This is your Korean father? Your Korean parents let you do that? I thought Koreans don't play.
I might
that
be
shit.
Remembering it wrong. I don't.
Yeah, you remember.
Is that listening to this podcast? Like, all right, Andre. Okay.
Unless you're a Korean kid that was adopted by white family parents, there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now then, you can talk back because they white parents. You can say, "Oh, shut up."
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
You can
whatever,
white
dad.
Parents
whatever, dad. Whatever.
You can murder white parents and they'll still forgive you.
You can say what the fuck you want to white parents. Shut the fuck up, dad.
Obviously,
fuck you, Bob. You call them by their first name. Yep. Whatever, Bob.
Yeah.
Not your name. But yeah, Bob. Whatever. It's like, hey, you know my name. I'm still your father. Whatever, Bob.
And you know what I got? When you watch Jackass, you see them disrespect their family.
No, they don't
bring alligators in their pool.
They don't give a fuck.
Beating his fucking dad up in the morning. Dad be sleep. Bam Margera be beating the shit out of his father. Like, what kind of white shit is that? On MTV, white kids are beating up their white parents.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Niggas is like, this is some Narnia
yeah,
shit.
Been,
I don't.
Kind of been half an episode of black parents. Half an episode.
If you can, you imagine?
Say MTV just reordered half an episode.
Some nigga from Detroit, right? Some nigga from Detroit. I'm here in Detroit. Uh-huh. I'm about to wake my father up for his 12-hour shift at the steel mill. I'm gonna smack him with this plastic cup and see what the fuck. Wake up. Pow, nigga. Pow, pow. Ho, pow, pow. Shoot the camera crew. Pow.
And the TV goes.
Jackass Detroit. Done.
That's something.
Jackass Detroit. Detroit.
Yo, man, what happened to the episode, man?
Done.
I said a screaming match.
I never said screaming
Did
match.
He say screaming?
I said screaming match, but
yeah,
he said,
no,
you know, yell at your parents
no,
and
no,
y'all
no,
go
no,
back
no,
and
no.
forth. He
Ooh,
said that.
Back and forth.
Yeah, that y'all yell at each other.
Then he
here.
Said he was five
listen,
and
listen,
he was stomped.
Listen.
And
he
said that.
I don't like this.
Andre, we
can
play that shit back.
I don't like this shit. I come in early, now I'm getting roasted.
Andre, we're on tape.
And you have a suit jacket on.
I do, yeah.
We thought it was for the podcast.
That I got last night.
No, he's talking about the suit jacket. I thought the suit jacket was nice. I was like,
motherfucker got a suit jacket on?
Yeah, yeah.
I told him, like, start spiffing it up. This motherfucker.
This motherfucker think...
coming in trying to host a fucking red carpet event.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Hi, I'm Andre Kim, and welcome to the BET Music Awards.
BET Online. They ain't going to give you the awards.
You're streaming.
They're going to put you on streaming.
No, that's the thing.
I'm Asian Andre, y'all, and they're going to give you a black girlfriend and a blue check mark, and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Like this. What's up? It's Andre Kim. Yo, what's going on in Hollywood? you know, everybody, when they host, the they gotta do this. They go like this, yo, what's going on in Hollywood, man? Yeah. It looks like Kanye West and Kim... Looks like Kanye West. Looks like things are going crazy. Now they're saying that Black China. Oof, if you do this with your neck again, I'll fucking chop it off, you motherfucker.
Until next time, catch you on the streets.
Get you accept. Yep. You're accepted by black people. Face out here.
Now, what up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with
he
that?
Even, he goes as a minority. This motherfucker better even specify
color, man. Yep. Yo, my man, what's going on with my man J. Cole? Uh-huh. Looks like there's been a beat.
Okay, cut. Straighten your neck out. Straighten your fucking neck out. And just talk straight, you motherfucker.
I'm tired of your jacket.
Oh, man.
Well, that's the thing. Jacket. He's like spiffing up. I spiffing up, and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, but I'm still gonna shit on it. I don't care. This is what I.
It's
like
a great jacket.
It's really nice.
Yeah. It's blue. Yeah. I love. That's one of my favorite colors. Yeah, jackets.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm gonna burn it after the show.
Why? Because I said it was my favorite
jacket.
Color.
But
he said it was my favorite color, so he said I'm burning it.
Is it a tailor jacket or did you get it straight off the rack?
Off the rack.
I guess.
You didn't get that shit tailored. Off the fucking rack. Off the fucking rack.
Why'd you even go there?
You
should have said, what store did you get that off the fucking hanger from?
Yeah.
And it fits him. It fits him because all those jackets are really little. Yeah. They could go right
in
them.
You got a medium.
Yeah.
What's the label? What is it called?
You know. Ugh. You know. Did you see the Joker? What's up?
You know.
I didn't see the Joker yet. Is that
it's
from the Joker?
Don't start touching on his clothes.
No, it's from H&M. I got it from H&M.
Nice. It's a nice H&M
coat. It's like $80.
I wish that I could fit H&M like that.
No, hell no, nigga. You gotta get measured.
I gotta get two H&M's.
Little fucking Italian tailor. Hold on.
I got my wedding suit from a spot called My Suit. You go in there, they fucking build it from scratch. You go in there and you pick everything. It's down in Fada.
They build it from scratch. From fucking scratch.
It's Fada.
Yeah. Down there.
You go in there, they take your measurements, send it away. 2 weeks later, you got the suit that fits fucking perfect.
That's called
My Suit.
You did it too?
No, I went in there. I was like, yeah, man, I need a little something for, I got something this weekend. They was, nigga looked at me, and this fucking $3,000 piece was like.
This weekend. Bigger.
Nigga, it takes 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Pick your cloth, and it starts at 500. I was like,
yeah.
Damn.
What?
500 and up.
Yeah, I was like, God.
So I got
damn.
My wedding suit was dope because it was a blue suit, but it had like a little hint of burgundy under it. Then I got the burgundy inside. Then I got the, like some blue buttons, and you can like
the
I'll
whole
show
suit.
You, but you get the whole suit from button to fucking stitch,
everything.
Damn,
custom.
Yeah, how much?
I got a deal. I dropped like $700.
All right, $700.
Yeah. That was a good deal.
Wow, you like? Was it sharp? You had any pictures of that?
I got pictures.
Yeah,
hold on,
wait, man. Jeff, get some pictures. See the pictures of your suit.
It was a good suit. I vouched for it. It was a good suit.
You went?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I went to try it, and then I got to go back.
No, he was at the wedding, though. My screensaver.
I went and got...
That shit is...
That's a good suit. Where the fucking camera at? Look at this. Wait, cover my wife's face.
No, cut your wife's face. Oh, you don't like people seeing you? Okay, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Nice suit.
That's nice.
Fucking sharp.
Farmer John.
The fucking, yeah, man. The suit.
Look at that. Hey, he looks sharp.
You
man.
Can go in there, get a nice fucking suit. Keith put me on that
look
spot.
What's the name from motherfucking 8 Mile? Omar. Big ol' Omar.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going
to be with your mama. Stop talking about my fucking mom. I fucking love 8 Mile.
He's like, remember when he was rapping? Yeah.
Ten freaky girls. Ten freaky girls.
That was awesome. That was so awesome.
He's a good fucking actor, yo.
He's fantastic. D.L. Hughley. I saw his interview on D.L. Hughley on how he tries his best as a big man to play dignified roles.
Yeah.
And he's refused a lot of stuff. Where he goes, I'm not trying to clown myself.
That's dope.
I want to be dignified. And in the role he's playing now, he's on some show. He's actually has sensitivity. He's not some monstrous kind of guy. He's not angry. He's smart. It's like great. He's very careful on what he chooses.
Dope. Because I like him on Ballers.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I know Mar Omar. Yeah. He's a really cool motherfucker.
Is he New York based or L.A. based?
I think L.A. based.
Damn, we'd have loved to get him on the podcast.
He's a good ass dude, man. Yeah. He's cool shit. Yep.
Good shit.
Just a regular guy. Like, you know what I mean? He's a regular, not an asshole. Just a big old cool dude.
You talking about an actor or a ball player?
Omar, the guy from 8 Mile. The
Yeah. He's in that new show, The Unicorn.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You met him? I never met him, but I remember on. He had one of the movies. It was a cool drama. He played a real cool brother.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Burn After Reading. Not Burn After Reading. Things We Lost in the Fire. That's what it was called.
Wow. Wow.
And Benicio was a heroin addict.
Oh, wow.
And he went and saved him from the crack house. He went and saved him from the trap house. Wow. That was a pretty good scene. He was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
The guy.
Yeah.
The 10 freaky girls. He took him and got him back and all that shit. It was pretty wild.
Yeah,
he does good
shit. He does. He chooses his stuff wisely. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to watch his shit.
Now watch his shit, man.
Yeah.
You watch him on a D.L. Hughley show. That D.L., you know, D.L. has that really cool interview show.
Yeah.
It's really good.
DirecTV,
really
correct?
Is it DirecTV? I see it on my I always see it on my phone. I just look it up on my phone. And then, what's his name? The comedian is the co-host on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely,
Hey, Jeff, he on next.
Yeah. Oh, is he on next? Cool. Yeah. Jeff Leitch from London.
Yeah, we're going to fuck with
him. Swashbuckling, motherfucker.
We're going to fuck with him. I can't wait. But anyway. So, what else is going on?
Yeah,
do you want to do a topic before we get out of here?
Yeah, let's do a topic.
I thought this would happen. Some shit happened.
I mean, there's a lot of shit happening.
There's terrible shit going on in the news. We could talk about the second black woman getting shot in her own home.
The second black woman?
Like, well, not the first black one, but it was Botham Jahn, and now...
Yeah, it was... Okay, so I was like, there's two black women? Dallas-Fort Worth
woman,
28 years old, got shot, like, fuck, man, and shit, and there's a dude that made this speech yesterday.
The black guy, yes, sir.
I didn't see
the
speech.
We enough of this bullshit.
He kind
of
called war on the whole
thing. He was like, from now on... We you know, I'm a Christian and all this, but all this Christian forgiving shit ain't working.
Basically what he said.
He's like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
And this dude is talking outside, I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna let y'all know, hey man, you know what I'm saying? Black people, you say you shoot our man, now you shooting our women, dog.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, we're gonna have to fight violence with violence now.
It was sort of like
I
that.
Was like, but I agreed with the whole
thing.
He's like, nah, you just going around shooting us now. See, Now you done fucking pissed us off.
Yeah.
It's over now with this fucking forgiving shit.
Yeah.
Man,
let's
yo,
see what
this
happens.
Dude, and this
let's
dude
see
was
what
not,
happens.
Yo, you saw him. He looked, man. And I said, but it has to happen that way.
Yeah.
Because we are the biggest fucking most gullible race.
Uh-huh. We were.
Because we're such a loving race. Yeah. We're so, it's the religion, man.
Yeah.
It's too much of that. Yeah. Motherfuckers are shooting your fucking kids and your aunties and your mamas and your daddies. Just there, and then they get to fucking walk away.
Because of God and religion and forgiveness.
And God, I know God's like, not, even these, look at these Arab motherfuckers. Fuck with them.
I had a thought. I was like, I wonder if God
fuck
is.
Fuck with them. They blow all your shit up.
Yep.
They be like, you can't just do anything you want to do.
Yep.
You know? Look at what they did in France.
There's never, I don't say there's never been, but in America, you don't see black terrorism.
There's no we'll have like revenge on each other.
Yeah.
We'll be the first to go, man, wait till this nigga come out. I swear to God. Fucking this nigga. That same energy needs to be used
you
towards
ever hear that
racist
though.
White cops.
It's not though. And that pisses me off.
Right. And these what happened to all these gangster motherfuckers? Everybody's shooting.
Yeah.
We need to get racist white cops.
Yeah.
Once it happened in Baltimore. And listen, I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying because people like to take shit and run with it.
Uh-huh.
In Baltimore,
but you're speaking the truth though.
In Baltimore, they were shooting motherfuckers, and then all of a sudden, the residents were shooting back at the cops.
Yeah.
And they caught a couple motherfuckers. And all of a sudden, everybody was like, all right, wait a minute.
Yeah.
See, any type of bullying,
yeah,
it's been historical. Anytime yep. a bully is, when you punch the bully back in the mouth,
yep.
because you can't say, stop beating me up, the bully yeah. will keep beating you up.
Yeah.
But once you fuck the bully up,
yep.
then all of a sudden, it's peace and tranquility.
Yeah.
So this dude snapped. He said, uh-uh, fuck that. Yeah. From now on, we going to get you too.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to happen. Because yep. fuck all this shit.
Yeah,
man. This
absolutely.
Shit, not just innocent people. People who are bringing shit at you. Malcolm yeah. X said the same shit. You fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to hit you in your mouth.
Yeah. yeah.
Period. Fuck that forgiving and fuck that. It's the church fucking yeah. us up,
he
dude.
Said, Malcolm X said, we can only deal with nonviolence with people who are nonviolent.
We yeah. are nonviolent with people who are, are nonviolent with us. But we are violent with people who are violent with us. Period. Yeah. That's only fair. That's natural to
yeah.
defend yourself.
Yeah.
That's why I advocate young black kids getting into martial arts. I think it's mandatory.
Yeah,
martial
absolutely.
Arts, fucking jiu-jitsu, boxing, that whole nine. We yeah. need to stress that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all this, man.
When I have a kid, I'm putting my kid, son or daughter,
man,
in that shit.
Damn
I'm
right.
putting them in the dangerous shit, too. I'm like, I'm going to go around. Do you teach kids how to kill niggas? No?
So, okay. Is there
I don't care about that brotherhood shit.
Hey.
We teach them discipline. So no. Shut up.
Is there a little 8-year-old Krav Maga?
I need a little Krav.
Yeah. I need to know how to twist a nigga up. Some kid tries to corner my kid in a coat room,
yeah.
he fucking breaks his fucking trachea.
Yep.
I need that.
And
we learn that.
And I'm like, we trachea teach breaking. The 7 degrees yeah. of belt,
yeah.
and we teach how inner peace. Shut up.
Inner peace. I need lunchroom battle.
I need
motherfucker
that.
Fucks with my kid, smacks his milk out, and I need these scenarios yep. to happen in the dojo.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I need you to set it up where my kid is sitting at the desk,
yeah. yep.
and his three kids come out and go, you motherfucker, you better give us your candy.
And they slap him in the head, and
he smashes all of their balls yep. at one time and rips their fucking throat while he's at the desk.
Yes.
How can we get this done?
I need
will
these
pay
lessons.
The money for that.
I need Tung Po to train my kid.
Tung yeah. Po. Fuck
wow.
Or Derek Johnson.
Yeah.
You need some black martial artists,
yeah.
too.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah.
No, I know
yeah.
a few. That street fighting yeah. and that discipline fight.
Yeah.
Word
yeah.
up.
Yep.
So, I knew a nigga that played the saxophone, but he was a black belt.
Oof.
His name was yeah. Nasir.
Yeah.
Jazz
Nasir.
College.
See, that's don't yeah. fuck with Nasir.
Yeah, Nasir. Yep. Black belt. You saw me his pictures. His sister was one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was fucking, she had the forearms.
Yeah,
and
you know, they had the forearms and the trophies.
They were yeah. like this.
Yep.
Yeah, with their master, their grandmaster. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want that shit.
Dude,
that's
man.
What I, period.
The motherfuckers. Do you still go?
I went for 10 years. Then I was trying to find some new shit.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, oh, I need something more dope than that shit.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu is that. It's just so many injuries in jiu-jitsu. I'm like,
yeah.
fuck. And I'm one of my buddies who's an actor. Did you ever see A Night of?
Yeah.
He was the prisoner in there. He was a dark-skinned Nigerian guy.
I think I know you're talking about.
He helped
yeah.
that Indian dude that was in jail.
Yeah, he's getting some roles now.
He's one of the highest-ranked jiu-jitsu masters
yeah.
on the Eastern Seaboard. His name's Babs. He will fuck your ass up.
Wow.
People know Babs, like, worldwide. He's a jiu-jitsu, like, grandmaster.
Wow.
Word. He will choke your ass up real quick. Motherfucker's bad as shit.
Good
That's
shit.
That's my man.
Yeah.
He will fuck. He's the nicest guy, but he will fuck you up.
Yeah, any right. guy that says this shit, can you please take your hands off me?
Yeah, please. And it don't matter how you grab him.
Yeah. You can have him up on the wall, fucking.
You'd be like this. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. We got to get out. Right. I got to get out of here. Yeah. My fault.
Hey,
I was here late, but I'll be here again.
But Asian Andre, thanks for starting off. Yep. You can stop talking.
This motherfucker just shut up. He said, look at that suit jacket. And then he went,
damn.
You right.
I was like, all right, yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You're still a guest, and Godfrey, thanks for showing up.
Yeah. No, and I almost didn't make it, but I said, I got to make it.
And I appreciate that.
I'd rather get shit on. I'd rather get shit on and show
We're
up.
We're going to have you on again. We'll just start it later.
Okay. We'll just start it later.
Nice.
We'll tell you to get here at 5:30 so we can start at 7.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. All right. You got anything you want to plug, man?
Yeah, man, shit. When is this showing?
This will come out next week, right? Or the week, yeah.
Next week?
Yeah, because we caught up now.
Oh, whatever the fuck that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, I think so.
When the fuck is this showing?
Probably next week.
Probably next week. Wednesday.
Probably next week.
I have because one in the can. We got one in the can. So.
Yeah, all right. So we got one in the can.
So this is probably next week?
Yeah.
Okay, well, next week I'll be at the Pittsburgh. No, I'm sorry. Not improv. Yuck Yucks in Ontario, Niagara Falls, Ontario, and then Pittsburgh Improv the following week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So follow me on Instagram, Comedian Godfrey, and Godfrey Comedian is my Twitter. And, you know, watch our podcast in Godfrey We Trust on this network Tuesdays and Fridays, 9:30 p.m.
Asian.
Yeah. With Asian Andre.
At Andre the Comedian on Instagram. And yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah! How about that? Yeah. So, yeah,
suit it up.
MonroeMartinComedy.com, MonroeMartinIII on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I will be at the Big Hunt November 1st and 2nd. That's in DC. And then I'll be at Fat Black Pussycat November 5th.
Mm. So, all right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know where to find me, at The Great Boy on Instagram. And November 9th, I'm doing a show at The Stand. I'm doing an hour on the New York Comedy Festival night called Fuckboy Ground Zero. It's going to be a real cool thing, man. Ladies, I'm doing this for y'all. It's a poem. It's poetry. So with that being said, you know what it is. It's where you get to find fun black podcasting with a little Asian accent. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been
No Need for Apologies.